Good morning, church. You know what we're doing today? We're investing our time. When a person invests money here on this earth, you don't necessarily reap the benefits from that a week later, a month later, but you talk to that person 30 years down the road, and they are happy that they did that. So there are many things that we could be doing this morning, but we are here, we're investing in God. And we're going to reap the benefits from that. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we got songs to sing here once again. And Father, now as we come straight to your throne room once again to worship you in spirit and in truth, to give of us completely to you, and that your Holy Spirit will move freely among us here, that we can worship you and to show forth the praises that we have in us, the joy that you've given us, that we are saved. We have a bright future. So we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross a Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with light from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believe, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen.
You know, if you could sit there and picture that, when at the cross I believed. You know, we physically stand there, but if you could see with spiritual eyes, you know, to see how you're surrounded by angels, and it's just a divine moment at that point that God has set up throughout all the ages of time. And there to be able to say, riches eternal, blessings supernal, from his precious hand I received directly.
A life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones, He died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
Above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel. Name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us,
blessed Redeemer, living Word. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is called Emmanuel. You're God with us, revealed in us. Your name is called Emmanuel. Look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you, the reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
Shown to me, and for your
you're always there. Lord, I raise my hands to you. Opening my heart to you, trusting that you'll always do the thing that's best for me. Lord, you are my reality. I'm moving higher to that place in you where I am free. Free from worldly ways, for I need you more each day. Opening my heart to you. Living my life for you. There is nothing you won't do. As I seek your spirit more, to bring me closer to you, Lord. I'm climbing higher to shine my light into this land. Your love is shining through as I am seeking you, living my life for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
Awesome.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us to wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God. A place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before Thee, near to the heart of God.
Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by Thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn,
return with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh shall drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer.
Amen.
Look at verse 2. It says, to him whose truth, actually it's verse 3, to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me to seek his face, believe his word, and to trust his grace,
amen,
I'll cast on him my every care. Those are some good words, are they not?
Amen.
That is a person who has pressed in toward God and knows what prayer is.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be.
You know, that man, he came to Jesus with his son. And Jesus said, I will help your son. You have faith. And he said, I want to believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I want to believe. I have just a glimmer of hope. And Jesus said, I can work with that. And he healed him. Let's sing the song one more time.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish
accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Amen.
Amen. Shame, let not my enemies triumph over me. Lead me in Thy truth.
Lead me in Thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Lead me in Thy truth.
Lead me in Thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Oh my God. Not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sin,
remember not the sins
of my youth,
the sins of my youth.
Remember not my sin,
remember not my sin,
the sins of my youth,
the sins of my youth.
Oh my God. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Unto Thee, O Lord,
unto Thee, O Lord,
do I lift up my soul,
do I lift up my soul,
unto Thee, O Lord,
unto Thee, O Lord,
do I lift up my soul,
do I lift up my soul,
oh my God. Not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Show me Thy ways,
show me Thy ways,
Thy ways, O Lord,
Thy ways, O Lord.
Teach me Thy path,
teach me Thy path,
Thy path, O Lord,
Thy path, O Lord.
Shame, let not my enemies
triumph over me. Lead me in thy truth.
Lead me in thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Lead me in thy truth.
Lead me in thy truth.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Thy truth, O Lord.
Oh my God. Not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sin,
remember not the sins
of my youth,
the sins of my youth.
Remember not my sin,
remember not my sin,
the sins of my youth,
the sins of my youth.
Oh my God. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, you are my God. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your way. Step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Amen.
The name of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus.
the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Let us praise Him. Hallelujah. Let us praise the name of Jesus. Let us praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. He is a King. He is a Lord and Master. He is the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are God and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. Oh, and give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. We thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy He has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. We praise You. We love You, Lord. And we trust in You, Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in You. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name. They that trust in the Lord, they will be like the mountain Zion that can never be removed, but abideth forever. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Trust, trust, trust. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise His holy name. He is a King. He is a Lord and Master. Oh, hallelujah. He is our hope and trust from our youth. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord. And the Bible says, as the mountains around and about Jerusalem in Psalms 125, the Lord shall be around His people. As the mountains around and about Jerusalem, so the Lord be around His people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Hallelujah. So we need to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait again upon the Lord. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to trust Him. We ought to wait upon Him. Hallelujah. For He is our source. He is our healer. He's the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. He's our God, and in Him will we trust. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for a wonderful day. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us. All the day, moving upon us, touching us. Let us not live the same as we came. Oh, we pray for a deep work in each and every one of us today. Oh, Lord, we need Your touch. We need Your presence. Hallelujah. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. All we need to do to call upon the name of the Lord. All we need to do, trust in the Lord. All we need to do, wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And He is going to meet every need there is. And we bless You, Lord, and thank You. We pray, Lord, for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. We ask You, Lord, that You give him the freedom to preach. Oh, Lord, give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you also that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh Lord, you are the provider of this church. You the provider of each and every one in this place. Oh, hallelujah. You are the provider of those who listen to us in through the webcast. Oh, you are their provider. You are our provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. We want to thank you today as we are about to receive this offering. We want to give to the Lord all from what he has given us. Oh, we want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. The Bible says, as every man purpose in their heart, let them give. Oh, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you mean what you say in your word. Oh Lord, we ask you for the anointing upon each and every person that gives a testimony today. Give the anointing upon Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let your name also be glorified with the testimonies. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you today for a day of victory, a day of many breakthroughs, a day of celebration. And to you we give all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
We've got quite a few things here to pray about today. And so I'm just going to start reading the prayer request here. The price of oil has stayed flat this week, rose slightly with 60 cents per barrel, ended up at $87.40 per barrel. It is obvious that the world government leaders want to push the price of oil into the $90 range. We have to pray hard and persistent on a daily basis that God would intervene and destroy the works of the devil and his people. Reggie Shin left the hospital 9 days ago and is now in his own home, where he has caregivers. His son Richard has been instrumental in the care of his father, has been with him since he was first hospitalized in Fresno due to heart attack. Reggie celebrated his 92nd birthday last Friday, and a number of people from our church went to his birthday party when they sang and prayed for him. So let's keep up our prayer vigil for Reggie. Tim from Colorado is moving to California this coming week. Let us pray for travel mercy for him and that nothing shall go wrong during the trip. Martin from Switzerland has purchased his airline tickets and will be in Sacramento at the end of the year. Let us pray that nothing should prevent him from coming and that there should be a great victory at his deliverance. Eric is now back in Canada after the settlement in court concerning the custody of his 3 children. There was a great move of God and a fair settlement that made the children happy and the parents content. Let us praise God for his victory. Eric has 1 crop left to harvest, which is his sunflower crop. It is starting to rain in Canada where he lives, and he needs a week of dry weather to harvest his crop. Let us pray that God will tell his angels, who are in charge of the weather, to hold up the rains where Eric's farm is, so he shall be able to secure his harvest. Jan from Sweden needs our prayer. He's standing on the promise of God and is thankful, but he still needs a job. Let us join our brother in Christ and in prayer for a job any place in Sweden. I talked to him this morning, and I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm taking a fifth. I will not say it because I don't want to complain. I said, you're not doing that well then. He said, I'm taking a fifth. I'm not saying nothing. So we need to pray for him. And it's hard to sit and wait on God. This came in from Belgium. This is from Gert. I am busy witnessing to a co-worker of mine. She went through a rough time emotionally, has questions about God. What happened is that this woman, I think she lost, someone died, or someone got very bad, and she was crying on a job, and in the same office, he talked to her, took her outside in the cafeteria, and ministered to her, and she said she would meet them again. Please pray, help to pray that God would open her heart and give her the right words at the right moment to share with her. He was to lead her to Christ. This week, this next week is also important in our planning for the event of the next year. Please pray that God would open the correct door for the event to be hosted at the EU Parliament on February 1st, 2012. This one is going to bring in this guy, Zachariah, I think his name is. Thanks for all your prayers and God's blessing to you all. This is from Gert. And then I wrote this. God has answered our prayers concerning the headaches he was plagued with, and the pressure on the job has also decreased. Our ministry has 70 days to come up with Social Security tax payments for Pastor Charles and John. As of today, the minister has received 11% of what is needed, and we need much prayer for this great need. It is crucial that these taxes are paid before December 31st, 2011, if we'll be able to continue with our ministry. Either that or you will have a visit in a prison ministry. In our regular supporters, if our regular support designate a regular giving for taxes, it will not help us. So if you are giving to the ministry and you say, okay, I'm going to designate taxes, that's fine. You shoot us in this foot and this other foot gets better. We need gifts above what is given. And so we need to pray that God will bless the people who are watching our services so that they would have some extra money to give for taxes. Let's pray for that. That God will bless them. Let's also pray that many who are watching us and like our ministry but has not supported us financially will be moved by the Holy Spirit to help out. Remember this, we have an average of 40,000 people per month visiting our website. An additional 2,000 people are watching our sermons every month. If every person contacting us would give $1 per month, we would never have to need to ask for money. Wouldn't that be nice? Here's a praise report. This is from Henry White's ministry. This is was given on October 18th. This is from his wife. Henry had a wonderful report today at the cardiologist. First, he has been released by all the doctors to go to Maryland to graduate and receive his doctorate. So I guess he's going to be a doctor. Next, he was told that he is a success story and they want a picture of him on their soon coming wall of fame. Of course, his ways to go with regaining strength, etc., but he is on the road to healing. Not bad for having a massive heart attack, bypass surgery, infection and wounds, huge kidney stones, congestive heart failure, bad reaction to two of the drugs, what a surprise, causing him to lose a lot of weight fast, and a total change in lifestyle. God is more than awesome. Thank you for all your prayers and love. Henry is overwhelmed in a good way. We love you all. Final one. This is from Virginia King from Arkansas. She lost her husband through death October the 6th, 2011. She's asking for prayer for herself. She's been a supporter of this ministry for some 25 years. So I have 10 requests. I need 10 people. Are you moving? Praise God. I got some people moving here.
Father, we thank you for your love and your concern about each and every one of us. And we know that you are ministering to Virginia King right now. And we pray that you would comfort her and take care of her needs in the absence of her husband that she just really recently lost. And Lord, we thank you that she has been faithful to our ministry for all 25 years. And we just pray that you would give her every need that she has, that you would provide for all of her needs as well as her consolation in Jesus' name.
Father God, I want to lift up Gert Timmerman to you and his entire family. And we thank you, Father, that you brought this brother to be part of our ministry. And actually, I refer to him several times last week talking to friends. So I thank you, Father, that you would open up the door for the meeting in the parliament, and that it would be a fire and brimstone program that they're going to speak there, and your name is going to be glorified. Just like Franklin Graham, he's not ashamed to mention that Jesus is the way and the only way. So I thank you that that's going to be put forth in the European Parliament, Lord, and through the efforts of Gert and his friends. And then also we want to lift up this co-worker of his, that she will be able to hear the gospel and receive it, Lord. You're the only one that can make that way. So we thank you for that to happen. And you would give Gert the words to say at the time, like you promised you will do in your word. That we don't have to prepare. It's going to come to us in that moment. And then also we want to lift up this ministry here for the tax money that's due, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you would send in that money to pay those taxes. Lord, I know that I'm always dealing with paying taxes, and you are providing. And so I thank you, Father, for that money to be sent in over and above the other needs of this ministry. And then also I'm praying for some extra money over and above that money. So there would be a little bit of a cushion, a little bumper. So we thank you for that to be in place by the end of the year. We believe that to happen, and we are receiving that in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I thank you, Jesus, for Jan from Sweden. He was here, and he was delivered, and now he's clean on the inside. And he still doesn't have a job, Jesus. He needs this job to be able to support himself. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you have a job out there that is perfect for him. He is very talented and he can do many things. So I'm sure that there is something out there for him to be doing that he will be good at. So please, Jesus, give him that job that he so badly needs in Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a great service that we had today, Lord God, about your coming. And Lord God, we just lift you up and thank you for what you have for Christians that are born again, that when our life ends, to know that we get to spend eternity with you, Father God. That's a great thing to know and a great joy and to be excited about. And Father God, we thank you for the weather that you provide to us and how you take care of all things in your creation. And Lord God, as I was driving down here to Sacramento this morning, I was looking at all the rice farmers that need to get their rice in before the rains. And there's a big field of sunflowers that are right here between Marysville and Sacramento. So, Lord God, I just pray that the sunflowers that Eric needs to get in, that you would allow him to have the window of weather to get that harvest in, and also the harvest here between Marysville and Yuba City, and all the other farmers, Lord God, in this country, that need to get their harvest in. So I just pray, Lord God, that you will open the windows of heaven and just direct all the weather in the way that it needs to be. You're in charge. And I praise God for being in charge. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up to you Martin from Switzerland. And thank you, Lord, that the excitement will rise in his heart about coming to Sacramento and going through deliverance. And that let the excitement stay with him until he's ready to come. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, that you remove any obstacles, any hindrances, anything that would distract him from coming. Remove it, we pray, in the name of Jesus, and that he will be here, will have a wonderful trip and a great deliverance. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we put a need at your altar, and thank you that it will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus, for what you have done in Pastor Wright's life and his wife's. Oh, she must be thrilled to pieces, so to speak, to have this wonderful thing, miracle, happened to her. And I thank you that you have touched his soul and his whole body, and you have done a miracle. And we thank you for all the people that have been praying here. And, of course, they have lots of people praying there, I'm sure. So we thank you, for you are a God that answers prayers every time. And Jesus Christ, you are definitely the same yesterday and today forever, and you never change. Praise God.
Father God, we bring Tim from Colorado before you. Coming to California this week, we thank you for answering the prayers, and this man is going to have a place to live and a place to work for Jesus Christ. And that's the main thing. He's here for Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We give you the honor and the glory for everything you're doing in this man's life. He'll have a place to live, eat, and sleep. And there'll be room for another man, possibly. And we just thank you and praise you for your move for this church, which is yours, to have the victory in Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up the oil to you, Father God. We thank you and praise you that you've kept it low for us. And Heavenly Father, we want to pray against Satan's men, that they will not be able to succeed, Father God. We pray a cloud of confusion on the banksters, the oil tycoons that are trying to raise the price, trying to kick it up, Father God. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we command any doors to be closed and locked that they're trying to force open to raise the prices of this oil, Father God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the need is going to be met and that we are going to have victory over this and that the prices will be low, Heavenly Father. That they'll be under $3 pretty soon, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we praise you for this mighty victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just rejoice for the the healing that you have done for Reggie Shin.
Amen.
Father God, we are just anticipating his full recovery and his strength to be increased and have many more years besides the 92 you've already given him. And Father, you counteracted every attack of Satan through the medical profession's mistakes and all of the terrible reactions that they caused, Father God, and you just raised him right up out of it, showing that you are totally in control and you are, have all the power. Father God, we thank you and we just praise your name for all of this, and we thank you that you're going to keep on strengthening Reggie and Annie and that they will have many years to witness for you and be able to tell, lead people to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and we just are overwhelmed at your goodness to us, Lord. No matter how much Satan comes at us, you are there to raise up a standard against him. Father, we thank you for all the people in this church that come to this church regularly, that are a part of it. We ask your healing power for those who are sick or have anything wrong with them, Lord. We ask you to keep us all close to you, that none of us will stray, but we will strengthen each other in our prayers and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that these prayers have gone up. They're on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up before you, Father God. And we thank you that in due time, each one of these prayers shall be answered because we have prayed in faith, not wavering. And we thank and we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a minute for any testimonies. If anyone's got a testimony, I do. I have four new jobs to start this week. So God is always providing. And I wish I could say I'm excited, but it just means work. So, but I am excited, and I'm thankful that I have those four jobs to start. So, and I'm sure there'll be four more coming right after that. Okay, any testimonies? Lois.
Well, I debated doing this because of my throat problem, but I'm going to do it anyway. I've been working hard, studying, learning a lot on internet marketing. And to tell you the truth, I really hate to be, I hate sales. I don't like marketing. I've never liked anything like that. I like poetry, art, and music. I do not like having to get out and hustle. But, you know, the Lord's been with me, and every time I've come up, every time I've needed money, the Lord usually gets me into some kind of a sales position, or like I was a treasurer here for 20 years. That's not my thing. But yet the Lord helped me do it, and he picked the least likely person on earth to do it was me. But we managed, and we got it done. And I thank him for being with me on that and helping me to do something that was totally out of my league, out of my territory. Well, I was getting pretty discouraged with trying to get into this internet marketing anyway. But I kept at it, and I really made a lot of mistakes. I bought some programs that now I can't use, but I'm getting refunds on them, so I'm going to get the money back. And
things like that. Well, finally, when I was thinking about doing something else, that maybe this isn't what God wanted me to do after all, I got an email from a man that started as a teenager in internet marketing and it made his own way up. He had the same difficulties I had, but he overcame them. And this young man is a Christian. He's married, has a family, and is worth millions, is a multimillionaire. And he wrote me an email last week, and he said, Lois, nobody makes it in this field without having a mentor, and I know that. And he said, and I've been bothered about you. He said, you need a mentor, and I'm gonna do this for you. He said, so it's not going to cost you a lot, and you can start out with only $1. And he said, I'm going to mentor you, and I have a program set up, and I have several people that will be joining us that will be doing webinars and videos and things and get you trained, and you're going to be earning money within a week. So how about that? That was strictly from God. Thank you.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the day when we don't need money. All right. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for the Word of God, the uplift. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to pray for those. And we know that you are going to answer those prayers. We just thank you for the opportunity to be of a sound mind, to be able to know the gospel. And we just want to praise your name for that. We thank you for our many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. While you go out with joy, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth. You, there'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field.